listening to the U Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Teaching Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine the biblical passage, we review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crosston, General Editor of the U Bible Study, and today joining me is Dr. Christina Zimmerman, our Content Editor. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Mark. This is a wonderful lesson today as we continue the study on When Emotions Rise. This is the third lesson in that study, and it is called Embracing Joy, from Psalms 95, verses 1 through 3, and then Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 14. You know, Christmas will be here soon, and the commercialism of Christmas should never be the focus of Christians. Instead, we should focus on Christ and the reality of his humanity and his deity. Jesus came, even though he was God, he came to earth as a man, or as a human being, I should say. He wasn't born a man, but he was born a baby. And the reason that he came was so that we could experience salvation and spend eternity with God. That should give us joy. So our lesson will help us to understand that this time is a joyful time when we're celebrating the birth of Christ.
All right, so the point of our lesson is we can experience great joy because Jesus saves. And so the first section talks about the joy of our salvation. In Psalm 95, 1 through 3, it says, "Come, let's shout joyfully to the Lord. Shout triumphantly to the rock of our salvation. Let's enter his presence with thanksgiving. Let's shout triumphantly to him in psalm. For the Lord is a great God, a great king above all gods." Wow, that is a beautiful, beautiful passage that really just talks about how awesome and wonderful God is. And so it says, shout triumphantly. I like that because not everybody feels triumphant in this time of year. What are you thinking, Christina?
Oh, with so much going on, Mark, you're right. You know, triumphant rejoicing and all those things are few and far between these days. But let me just clarify that there's a difference between joy and happiness. You know, happiness is that giddy feeling that we get when something great is happening. But joy is the product of someone great in our lives. And the psalmist was joyful because he had a great God in his life. So, and we have the same thing. You know, we have Christ. He is the someone great in our life. So we should rejoice and be happy. Or let me change that. Let me rephrase that. We should rejoice with great joy and not just happiness.
Right. So this is a great, passage as we approach this Christmas season. It's right here upon us. And, you know, I know that as a pastor, you know, a lot of times, a lot of the stress and trouble that people have faced over the course of the year, they are reminded about again during this particular season. And so as we're talking about, emotions in this time, it's interesting that, we want to talk about joy because it really pushes us away from those negative emotions in this time of year that can sometimes get people down. And so we've got to focus. This first section reminds me that I need to focus on the fact that God has brought salvation. You know, it's not just about the guy in the red suit. It's not about whether I get the right kind of gift. It's not about whether our family is able to gather because of the coronavirus. It's not about any of those kind of things. We rejoice in this season. It is the birth of Jesus Christ. It is God bringing salvation into the world. And so our joy is in our salvation that we find in him. And so regardless of whatever you're facing right now, this verse says, shout triumphantly to him with psalm. For the Lord is a great God and a great king above all gods. So I love the way that it just kind of opens that up. Sometimes we got to take people out of their everyday thoughts and out of our personal issues for a moment and get them just to think about the goodness of the Lord. So the second section here is the birth of our Savior. Why is this? Because of the birth of our Savior. Luke chapter 2, go ahead over to Luke now, chapter 2 and verse number 4. Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the family line of David, to be registered along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. Then she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in tightly in cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. So this now describes the birth of our Savior. So what I see here, we talked about the joy of our salvation, and you talked about the difference between happiness, which is dependent on our circumstances, and joy, which transcends our circumstances. And that's what we see here in this second section, that we can have joy even in bad circumstances. Look at the bad circumstances in this text. And so we see that Joseph is under a government order, right? So it wasn't a national mask mandate, but it was a national mandate that he leave the place where he was and go all the way back to where his family came from and in order to pay taxes, right? And so not just around the corner, he went all the way from the city of Nazareth all the way to Bethlehem in order to pay taxes. So that's a bad circumstance. He wasn't able to work. His finances were put on hold because he had this. Look, the second bad circumstance is the fact that he's taken along with him his pregnant girlfriend. He is engaged to Mary, and she is pregnant. That is a problem in their day, just like it'd be a problem in our day. And so a bad circumstance. And they're, when they get there, they are homeless. It says that she has to lay the baby in a manger because there was not even a guest room available for them. So we talk about our bad circumstances. Well, this text is riddled with bad circumstances, and yet it's really all about embracing joy. What do you think, Christina?
Wow, Mark, I really never thought about that until you just mentioned it. All the bad circumstances that are mentioned or that we see in these verses. It reminds me too that when I was growing up, conditions were never ideal. And I know that there are people today who are living through some circumstances that may not be ideal. They're homeless people, they're people who don't have jobs because of the pandemic, and as we've already mentioned, that there are people who have family members who are no longer here. So conditions may not be ideal. And as I said, as a little girl, there were times when my mother took us to a toy store so that we could pick out one toy or maybe two toys for Christmas because she really didn't have the money to buy toys for us. But you know, I never experienced unhappiness or anything. She made it all very special for us. But just saying all that to say is we need to refocus. Jesus truly is the reason for the season, but maybe we should add something to strengthen that a little bit and say that the reason for the birth of Christ is our salvation. Because it's not all the Christmas decorations and dinner. It's all about Christ. All about Christ and the fact that he brought us salvation.
Yeah, and so maybe one of the things that this pandemic will help us to do is to focus on the reason for the season. We always say that every year we talk about Jesus is the reason for the season. Well, man, when everything else gets stripped away, think about it. Many churches will not have the Christmas pageants that they're used to having. We won't be able to go to many of those great Christmas parties that we're used to going to, right? There's so many things built around this season. We won't be able to spend time in the stores buying stuff and going through all the hustle and bustle like we usually have. There won't be the big family gatherings like we're normally have. I've even been thinking about this, that normally it's like 3 days cooking in order to get ready for Christmas. And so I'm going to be able to do the cooking in a day or a day and a half because it's going to be a lot less work now than it would be in a normal season. And so, but this is the birth seasons of suffering and hard and bad circumstances is what our salvation was born out of. And so let's embrace the joy, even though we may not have all the happiness things that we're looking for in the worst of circumstances, we can still embrace joy. And we see that in the birth of our salvation. Well, the third part is that we have to look at the cause of our salvation. So there's the joy of our salvation. There's the birth of our salvation, but there's also the cause of our salvation. Luke chapter 2, verse number 8. In the same region, shepherds were staying out in the fields and keeping watch at night over their flock. Then an angel from the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today, in the city of David, a Savior was born for you, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped tightly in cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to people he favors." Wow. And so the cause of our salvation. What do you get out of those verses, Christina?
Well, first of all, Mark, verses 8 through 14 remind me of the Charlie Brown Christmas cartoon. And in that cartoon, Linus, the Peanuts character Linus, gives his rendition, but he's just reading the same verses that you read here. And you know, he is reading this because Charlie Brown is at a crossroads here. And Charlie Brown has asked the question, "Does anybody know what Christmas is all about?" And so Linus gives, as I said, he recites this, and it's chilling. It really grabs your heart when you hear this, and you know that kids are going to hear this when they see this cartoon. So that's what I get out of this. Christmas is all about the birth of Christ, which brings us joy, and it's depicted in a cartoon.
All right, so this is really about the cause of our salvation. And so God sends this message, interestingly, not to the most important people in town, not to the influencers of society, but he sends this message to shepherds out in the field. Who are they? They were people who were willing to hear, huh? They were keeping watch over their flock by night, is what it says, but they were willing to hear and willing to share. And so the salvation that's ours through Jesus Christ does not appear to everybody. It appears to those who are willing to hear the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that are willing to hear above all of the carols and the songs and the movies and the cartoons, the word that says, "Today in the city of David is born for you one who is the Messiah, the Lord. Christ the Lord is born." And so, if we're going to really have joy, we've got to embrace the real reason for the season. And let me just, and the last piece is that you respond to the joy. Look at that. In verse number 13, it says, "Suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly hosts of the angels praising God." So the angels, when you hear the met this message, you respond. The angels who were delivering the message, they knew all this stuff, but just in the delivery of the message, they broke out in a song praising God. And then what happened? And later on, we find out that the shepherds did as well. And so you will give glory and honor in response to what God has done. When you really think about what this season means and what God has done, regardless of what we get or don't get, regardless of what we have or don't have, we can rejoice. We can respond with joy because the greatest gift that's ever been given is still ours through Jesus Christ. What do you think, Christina?
Amen, Mark. And when babies are born in our families, that's a time for joy for us. How much more when Christ, our Savior, is born, should we be joyful? Not only is he a baby, but he's a baby with a purpose and a mission, and that was to bring us salvation. And we absolutely should be joyful.
All right, so this passage, what a great message this is for these days. It ends by saying, "Peace on earth." That's what we need. But it says, not only may not come to everybody, it says to the people he favors, right? And so God favors us when we put our hope and our trust and our faith in him. And I hope that you have done that, and I hope that you will challenge those in your classes as you go through this lesson to do exactly that, to put their hope in God so that they can experience his favor in troubled times. Wow, we can embrace joy even in these days. Thank you so much for being with us on today, and thank you for the time that we've got to share together around the Word of God. Now, if you are a teacher, I want you to hold on just for a moment. We've got a 60-second teaching tip coming up in just a moment, but I want to encourage every one of you, get your small groups going. Get them going right now. This pandemic is going to go on for a while. And so people need this kind of blessing and encouragement that comes from studying the Word of God right now. So get your small groups together. You can get your copy of the YouBible study at www.lifeway.com/YOU. And it is designed for and by urban and multi-ethnic churches. It is now available in a digital format and even has a leader's packet that also comes in a digital format if you need it that way. So it aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum. So there's really something for everybody in the family. All right, Dr. Christina Zimmerman is going to give us our 60-second teaching tip.
Okay, Mark, today the teaching tip is plan of salvation. Now, this lesson has an evangelism focus. We know that people who don't usually attend church or may be saving the Christmas Sunday for the time that they do go to church will be in the church and maybe in your class. So begin praying, even as you prepare your lesson, for the possibility of sharing the gospel message. There's a presentation on page 1 of your study guide. So familiarize yourself with that and take an opportunity sometimes during your lesson to present the gospel and prayerfully lead someone into the kingdom of God.
All right, so thank you all so very much for joining us on today as we are embracing joy. And I hope you find joy in your classes as you're studying this lesson. Friend, you never know where God will take you.